Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. What's up to Eric and Sophia and Patrick? They're in the chat. Jake, Yankees play again. They play the Toronto Blue Jays in Toronto. And I'm not going to lie, when I put that together, I was like, cool, Friday night. The weather out here is fall. There's breeze in the air. I'm like in a good mood. And then I was like, ugh, tonight's game's in fucking Toronto. Not a fun stadium to like visually watch. And I hate playing there. And I got a little upset. Not upset, but a little like, damn. This doesn't jive with the rest of my day and mood.
Would have been nice to wind today down, like looking at Safeco or looking at trying to think what's another beautiful ballpark? Coors Field.
Any outside field.
An outside
with real grass. Yeah.
University of Texas. I think they're turf actually.
Well, good. We're moving on though. The lineup today is as follows, guys. DJ LeMahieu is leading off and playing first base. Gleyber Torres is batting second. That's right, second, and playing second. Louis V is DHing and hitting third. Playing third and hitting fourth is Gio Urshela. Didi Gregorius behind him at short. Cameron Maybin in right field. Brett Gardner in center field. Clint Frazier in left field. And Austin Romine rounds it out behind the dish. He will be receiving the pill from Tanaka. And there you go. Notable absentees. Judge. He played 18 innings yesterday and banged himself up a little bit. I will allow everyone to be somewhat worried about how banged up he is. I do think he was probably sitting today no matter what, because he's a huge, giant person. He played both of the doubleheader, then traveled today. You also obviously have Edwin and Gary out.
Yeah, and Jim, we're also on turf, like you mentioned, so basically everyone will get an off day this series. Like, I think everyone, right?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I mean, they take the turf thing pretty seriously. If not, it would be maybe Clint or Gleyber. But I think everyone else will probably get an off day.
Yeah, you have any other about the lineup? Any other thoughts? Clint in left field.
Good lineup.
A little funky order, but like the players are still good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, dude, my instinct was to say something about Gio hitting cleanup, but, like, nope. He's incredible, so it doesn't matter.
The Blue Jays are 2-8 in their last 10, 5-15 in their last 20, and 10-20 in their last 30. They have a losing record at home and a losing record on the road and a losing record in extra innings. A losing record versus right-hand pitchers, a losing record versus left-hand pitchers, a losing record in one-run games, a losing record versus the East, a losing record versus the Central, a losing record versus the West, and a losing record in interleague play. The Yankees have a winning record in every single category.
Boom.
It's kind of wild, right? You figure, like, maybe one of those.
Not this year, babe.
Damn. Tanaka on the bump. You want to give us the Blue Jays lineup? Since I just gave you how bad they are, you gave us the lineup.
Jim, you're Blue Jays. So, I mean, this is kind of your team, except Vladdy. I'm going to take Vladdy from you. I just like him a lot.
Then don't give me any. I don't want any of them.
And you think Vladdy's going to age poorly? Whoa, Jimmy.
Did I say that?
Jimmy. Batting leadoff, playing DH tonight, Flo Bichette. We'll hear Boba Fett a lot. Just realized that. Kevin Biggio playing second base, hitting second. Vladdy Jr. playing the hot corner. Rowdy Tellez playing first base. Randall Grichuk, the Yankee killer, in right field. Reese McGuire, Jim. I'm not sure you've seen a ton of Reese. He's a decent catching prospect for them. Special defensively. Teoscar Hernandez in center field. McKinney, an old friend of the Yanks. He'll be in left. Richard Urania playing shortstop with Michael Case on Anthony on the bump. Hot boy, Anthony K. First time seeing his picture, Jim.
Oh, yeah. Anthony K. was the Met who was traded for Stroman. He has made one start against the Tampa Bay Rays. Pretty good start. He went into the sixth inning, didn't finish it. 5 2/3, 4 hits, 2 earned runs, 8 strikeouts for a debut against a contending team. Pretty good. This is his second start. He's facing the Yankees. He's at home. And he'll go against Tanaka, who the last time he pitched against the Blue Jays in Toronto, Jake, 8 innings pitched, 3 hits, 0 earned runs, 4 strikeouts. And you'll remember they sent him out for the 9th inning. He gave up like a hit right away. And then they're like, okay, bring it was like a 1-0 game, right? They're like, bring in Chapman. He'll close it down.
Yeah.
So go Tanaka, go. I mean, I'm pretty – Tanaka's coming off a not that great start against Boston, but was having a pretty good stretch for a while. So I like Tank.
Yeah, just keep Tank regular. Tank, just don't – can't have a blow up, like for bullpen reasons and for just not wanting to deal with people worried about him going into the playoffs. You just can't have a bad start. So if you don't have your good stuff today, contain, which Tanaka's really good at, actually. When Tanaka doesn't have his best stuff, he still fights. He could still locate. He just knows he doesn't have the dirt. Hopefully he's got the dirt tonight. Dirt.
Your old nickname.
Okay. Anthony K.
I'm sorry. That wasn't your old nickname. I was mistaking it for the Dirty Smelly Jake nickname you had for a while.
That's right. It was DSJ, Dennis Smith Jr. James. Yeah, man. Interested to see what Kaster's on guy. I think he's Long Island to UConn. So that, I mean, that speaks to my soul a little bit. 24 and... Jim, this is interesting because I want K to look good because I want the baby Jays to have like something coming up the pitching pipeline, but I'd also still like to knock him around today.
Yeah, I don't care about the Jays' future. So let's just win and like knock him around.
Fine.
I mean, at some point, everyone's going to have to get knocked around. So just knock them around, okay?
Yeah, like I want Anthony K to show us some flashes, but also get rocked today.
How about the first time through the order, he looks decent, and then the second time through, it's like absolute nightmare.
Ooh, okay, that's interesting. Or maybe like Yanks put up like 5 early, and then he settles in, and he ends up like his last 3 innings look really good or something like that.
Okay, something. We're working around it. We'll let you know when we figure it out.
K, just have a good, bad start.
K, just have K. A good... K,
you gotta find your love today? I don't know the line.
His name is A.K.
A.K.
What's his number? You think it's...
AK-47.
Yeah, you think it is?
No, it's 70.
AK-70? That's not cool.
No.
Why doesn't he wear 47?
Anthony Benjamin K, ABK. I think he likes the number 18. His Twitter handle is Tony Buckets 18. Yeah, you're from Long Island, huh?
Why doesn't he have his jersey say A, period, K, number 47? And then become the fucking biggest gun advocate in MLB baseball.
Why doesn't he is what we're asking.
And just soak up that money, dude. Pitch with one wrapped around his shoulder. That'd be scary.
Be scary. Illegal.
Oh, and illegal.
And illegal.
Damn. Okay. It's because Long Island's not gun friendly. If this dude was from Georgia, Atlanta.
I know Toronto's like a cool city.
Clean.
Kind of crazy. Playing baseball your whole life, and you're like, I'm going to play Major League Baseball, and that's awesome. It's a little weird you're in Canada. Is that like offensive to say?
Yeah. You basically, what you just said was Canada sucks and I hate it.
It's just weird. You're in, like, you just don't dream it that way. That's really rude, but.
I mean, would you rather be in Toronto or Tampa Bay? Because if you say Tampa Bay, that's really rude to Toronto.
I think I'd rather be in Toronto because I think it's, I mean, it is a pretty cool series. I'm just saying it doesn't like jive. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Tough look for Canada. Your relationship with Canada took a sharp turn on this pregame show.
I like Canada. I like Montreal a lot.
Is Smoke still on the Blue Jays?
Remember the Montreal-Tampa Rays for a week? That was fun.
Yeah. Is Smoke still on the Blue Jays?
Geez, Jim wants to talk gun controls. Now he wants to talk Smoke. I mean, controversial podcast.
It's bullshit that they don't start Smoke. I mean, his numbers versus Tanaka are so bad that, you know, let Smoke dig out of it. He's got a 103 batting average and 31 plate appearances. It's bullshit. My what to watch for, as always, when we play the Toronto Blue Jays in 2019 is that fuck Randall Grichuk. I hate that guy. And I hope that he doesn't. I hope he gets slightly injured. It lingers for 3 games and then he's back strong for the next series. Maybe just backfoot slider him, Tank, right in the toenail. Break his toenail. He's out for 3 games and then it's fixed. Because that guy sucks.
Tough for the Blue Jays today.
Randall Grichuk sucks.
I want to see the Blue Jays. My what to watch for is like making the Blue Jays quit.
Also, I'm going to watch how hard Bo Bichette swings.
Oh, yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I want the Yankees to get like a 5-1 lead. And the Blue Jays are just like, hey, we had our fun this year. The young guys are heading the right way. Oh, let's lose this game.
Okay. Cool. 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 Jake. Cool. Yankees bullpen. It's tank for a complete game shutout, right?
There's a chance.
So if Tank doesn't do the complete game shutout and they have to use the pen, it was a doubleheader yesterday, but I feel like not that many people got used.
Yeah, and I mean it was rained out the day before. I think as Chad's the only one who's out, I think, because he'll probably be involved Sunday.
Chad's out, Ben Heller's out, and that's all. I mean, Canely threw 15. Ottavino didn't pitch either game of the doubleheader, nor did Britton. And Chapman threw 13 pitches. He's fine. So, yeah, if they need those guys, they're fine. That's fun.
That's fun.
You think Chad's going to piggyback off Monty on Sunday?
Yeah, got to, right?
Yeah, I think so. Those are two.
I think they have.
Would you?
They're going to burn one of the piggybacks. Like, in one of these games, they're going to use Sessa, Loaisiga, something like that. I think you save Chad for that.
What do you think Gumby and Chad talk about? They're, like, played in the minors together. They had to, right?
I think Gumby walks away from every conversation with Chad, and he's like, man, it's good talking to you, Chad.
Yeah.
Chad's just like, what?
We talked?
You've been here this whole time?
You've been talking to me this whole time.
Like, I think most people interact with Gumby and they're like, Gumby, what are you talking about, dude? Get out of here. Or they like, they almost like mock Gumby a little bit. And Chad just nods his head, hoping that the conversation ends. And Gumby's like, man, it's good talking to you, Chad. We got to do this more.
Chad's you like, have Gumby as like an aloof Andy Pettit.
No, just aloof.
I know. I was just doing another comparison.
Don't say the AP thing around him. All the oxygen got taken out of his room again. Dead.
What a performance. Let's go to the Homer Draft. Homer Draft. It's the Homer Draft. Jake. I can't even win the series, this whole season. You've got it locked up. Congrats. Damn. I think you've mathematically eliminated me from winning the Homer Draft. I think right now you have 20 series and I have 14. And there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 left. So I think you mathematically eliminated me, right?
I mean, Carr ran real good. We got real hot the second half there. Yeah, I don't know. Felt confident in the Homer Draft all year. I think you're probably going to clinch over-under soon unless Poppy gets hot, so we'll see.
Yeah, you're pretty bad at the over-unders.
I like have to start fading you in the over-under and just praying.
Yeah. Well, you get the first pick in this Homer Draft. I'm going to redeem myself. I'm gonna try and get it as close as I can.
Finish strong. Bring it to next year, you know?
Yeah, well, there's a contingent saying if you gave me the Romine home run, then, you know, you're kind of a bully.
Okay, well, no one's saying that. I
a contingent of people.
Against the Blue Jays. And, Jimmy, this is obvious. The first pick in the Homer Draft is Gio the God.
Oh, wow.
Redemption game.
Okay, I get the next two. I'm going to go with Voit. I'm in my own head. And Glaber.
Okay, I like it. I'm between two, Jim. I'm between our first hitter and our last hitter.
DJ LeMahieu and Romine?
Yeah. I think I'm going to go LeMahieu. He likes Toronto.
He does?
Maybe.
What do you got on the over-under?
Over-under. K, Tanaka, Jay's giving up, but every team has a bunch of bullpen arms.
10.5.
Yeah, tonight I'll go 11. Go 11, just mix it up. Randall Grichuk factor, that's tough.
Don't say that name.
Say my name. Yankees are favored in this game by a lot. Ooh, Jim, over-under's 10.
Yeah, I'm going to take the under.
I'm going over.
No faith in Tanaka.
I got faith. You could see, like, there's a chance you see bad Yankees bullpen in some fashion. K's the rookie. I don't know.
Complete game shutout from Tanaka. Yanks win 8-0.
Whoa.
Although the Yankees don't win the first game of series, just to let you know.
It's, like, not their thing of late.
And they had a doubleheader and then the long flight back east. Which isn't really that long. It's like 3 hours. But
no, it's it's oddly close flight, I think.
2 hours.
Is it two?
No idea. Ask.
I think it's like less than that. I think like Detroit and Toronto are oddly close.
Is it a bus ride? You think they rode bikes?
Wasn't bikes. Not a bus either. But I think it's like a close flight.
20 minutes. It cost $200, so what's that tell you? 1 hour, 15 minutes.
See?
So, yeah, they're tired.
Not tired. Might have partied last night. OVOXO. Oh.
So then they're tired.
So they could be.
Wow. Cool. All right, Jake, they want me to make your screen full size.
Scary.
Yeah, that's scary, right?
Any other Brian Williams hat for his B-Day?
Any other questions from the chat? Seems like he's covering for a writer injury with a different cause. I don't know when. Edwin is considered minor, but not sure he's back. Strained groin. I think they're talking amongst themselves. Jake touching himself a lot today. Were you?
Maybe.
Ooh. What is my favorite Cheech and Chong movie? I'm going to pass that one to you, Jake, because I've never seen any, and you like them, right?
Yeah, I like them. It kind of hits. It hits like a silly nerve with my dad's humor. So I don't know. I think I've watched one of the movies once. Their Christmas song does crack me up. Santa Claus and His Little Old Lady. I mean, that's the good stuff.
Yeah. All right. Well, this here ends the pregame show. We'll be back tomorrow. Enjoy your Friday night. Enjoy baseball in Toronto, and we'll see you later. Jake, hit him with those final words.
Santa Claus, man.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.